To you from our virtual midweek. It's raining really bad right now. So God bless you, Sister Lisa. It's raining really, really bad right now. So if there's some weird stuff that happens, I apologize ahead of time, but it's raining really bad right now. But again, this is Minister Regina, Elder of Deliverance Temple Ministries, where our pastor and founder is none other than Bishop David Knox Jr. Good evening, Pastor Carol, God bless you. Good evening, Sister Rosalind, God bless you. Thank you all for being here with us on tonight. I apologize ahead of time. Good evening, Miss Joanne, Deacon Howard. I apologize because it's raining really bad, and I think my connection is probably going to be a little iffy, but we're going to go on anyway. Amen. God bless you all for being on tonight. I'm going to be real honest. I think that tonight we are going to just be praying. I think tonight we're just going to be praying. So many things have happened in our world in the last few days. and I, for one, am finding myself very affected by what has taken place in our world. Just spiritually, emotionally, it's been kind of unbelievable. Unbelievable. Good evening, Sister Beth. Good evening, good evening. I think tonight we are going to really be in prayer about the condition of our world, condition of our nation in specifically. Truly, things cannot continue in the same vein. It just cannot. It just cannot. I can't see how that it can. But hopefully, those of you who have tuned in tonight have been blessed thus far this week. It's been an interesting week so far for myself. I just thank and praise God for His goodness and His faithfulness. Having a couple of challenges, but the Lord is seeing us through. Amen. But as you come on, if you have a specific prayer request, please feel free to leave it in the chat there. And when I'm done praying, this general prayer that I believe that God is just kind of laying on my heart, then I want to make sure that we pick up the specific request that you all have tonight as well. So if you have a prayer request as you're coming on, please feel free to put it down in the chat, and we will make sure that we call that out before the Lord. Tonight, there is really not going to be a teaching. I just feel such a spirit of prayer tonight. Again, as I said, for those of you who are just coming on, I really, really believe we need to pray. Amen. Amen, Sister Chris. Amen. Okay, Sister Beth. Okay. Okay. Praise God. Praise God. We're just waiting for a baby. Amen, Sister Beth. Okay. Okay. But before I pray, okay. Unspoken, yes, ma'am. Before I begin, let me remind you guys that on every Sunday morning, while we are having church virtually, you can catch Pastor Mark on Facebook and are here right here on our Facebook Live group with Transformation Hour. It has been amazing. It has been powerful. This month of May, he has been exploring characters in crisis, and I promise you, it just goes up like this every single week. It's been amazing. That is at 9 a.m. With Pastor Mark. Hello, Sister Cummings. God bless you. If you have a prayer request, please feel free to put it down in the chat, and we will include that here on our prayer time. We are praying tonight. We are praying tonight. I don't know about anybody else, but I personally have been very, very troubled the last couple of days, and I know typically that God is called, you know, that when that happens, that when that begins to happen with me, I know that God is calling for prayer, for real. And the condition of our world, we just need prayer on tonight. So we just thank and praise God for his goodness, for his faithfulness. Because honestly, we are not like those who have no hope. If you, amen, Sister Rosalind, okay. If we really take inventory of where God has led us over our lives, we know he's faithful. We know that he's faithful. We know that he's faithful. There's no doubt in our minds that he is faithful, okay? But I know sometimes we can get weary, and we can get, you know, if we allow our minds to go, you know, too long in that direction, looking at just the circumstance or looking at just the issue or looking at just the problem, that can trip us up. That can trip us all the way up. And so that's why I'm such a proponent of pulling back and pulling away from the noise, because the noise will cause you to just get overwhelmed in all of that. And that's not where God wants us to live. God wants us to be moving and operating from a place of faith. God wants us moving and operating from a place of authority. From a place of authority, okay? Not authority that man gives, but authority that we have as believers in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, when we look out into the world and into the different dimensions of the world, and to the different problems and issues and circumstances that are going on in the world, anyone with a heart, anyone with emotion, anyone really that is open to you know, with compassion, can see that things are just not in a good place right now. But as believers, we don't look at things the way the world looks at things. Does that make sense? We know in whom we believe, right? And if we know in whom we believe, we know that we have hope. We know that he is faithful. We know that he can move and intervene on our behalf, right? And we welcome God to do that through our prayer, not through our complaining, not through our distresses, not through our, you know, not through anger, not through any of those things. We ask God to intervene on our behalf where we can't do in our natural, and we invite God and we ask God and we petition God to move for us on our behalf from the supernatural. We do that in faith, and we do that with all confidence, knowing that he is going to move for us. Amen. Amen. And the more we grow in that, the more that we grow in that, we're going to have more and more opportunities to exercise it. More and more opportunities to exercise it. I promise you. So we thank God tonight. We thank for each of you. We thank God for each of you who will come on tonight. We're going to pray for these prayer requests. We just want to hear from the Lord. We just really want to hear from the Lord. So as I was saying a moment ago, I invite you to come back on Sunday. As a matter of fact, this coming Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. I think it's Pentecost Sunday. This coming Sunday, which is always amazing, right? It's always amazing. And so this coming Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. I believe we're still going to be having service via the conference call line. If you need that number, if you still need that number, it's right here on the Facebook Live page. It's in the pinned, it's a pinned announcement, that number that is provided there. We had an amazing, amazing service on Sunday. I'm telling y'all, my bishop preached on Sunday. Oh my goodness. Well, Janice, maybe you need to go out and come back in. Maybe you need to go out and come back in. Because it is storming out, so. But Bishop preached on Sunday, and Pastor Mark, I just saw that he came in. He is making all of these services available to us on our DT Live website. It's called deliverancetemple.org. And so every service, from the conference calls on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., all the transformation hours, even the services here on Wednesday nights, he has worked hard to make all of those available in replay audio forms on our Deliverance Temple website. So if you weren't able to get on the line on Sunday to hear Bishop, please, 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 pretty please, go to the website and listen to that message. It was absolutely fantastic. It was such a blessing. It was such an amazing blessing. And so this Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. I don't know what Bishop has in store for us on this Sunday, but I'm sure it's going to be a blessing. Amen. Hey, Sister Carrie, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. For those of you who are coming in, if you have a prayer request, please jot it down. I'm going to be going into prayer now, and we're just going to lift these things up before the Lord. I just feel led to pray tonight and not teach. Praise God. We're not teaching tonight. We're just going to pray. We're going to seek God's face tonight. We're going to seek his presence. Amen. And I thank all of you who are here tonight to join in with us. Praise God. Praise God. Father God, I thank you in the name that is above every name. Lord, your name is above every name that can be named. Glory to your God. I just want to sit on that for just a second. God, your name is above any name of a nation, God. Your name is above every name of worldly leaders, God. Your name, hallelujah, is above every name of sickness, God. God, your name is above every name, hallelujah, of injustice. Oh, God, your name is above every name that can be named in heaven and earth and under the earth. God, I just sit right there. I sit right there for a brief moment, God, and say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, that you're not some far off God, that you're not, glory to God, so far from us, oh God, that you can't hear us, oh God, that you're not so far from us, oh God, that you can't feel us, oh God. God, you're not so far from us, oh God, that we can't touch you, oh God. We thank you on tonight that you are a personal God. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. God, you are a personal God. I thank you so much tonight, Lord, for being personal, God. You're so personal, God, that you know the number of hair on our heads. Glory to God. You're so personal, God, that you knew us before we were formed in our mother's wombs. Hallelujah, God. You're so personal, God. You're so personal. Hallelujah, that you know every detail of our lives, God. God, I thank you on tonight that we can call out to you in our time of trouble, God. We can call out to you, God, in our time of distress. God, we can call out to you, glory to God, when we don't understand what we are seeing in the world. God, we can call out to you, oh God, for a direction and for insight and for wisdom. Glory to God. We can call out to you, hallelujah, for the answers, God. We can call out to you, hallelujah, to make sense, hallelujah, of what we see, when it makes absolutely no sense. God, I thank you. I thank you, God, for every leader that is standing up tonight. I'm seeing it all across the world. God, leaders are standing up, hallelujah, crying out for justice. God, I thank you, Lord God. glory to your name, that leaders all over the world are saying, wait a minute. Wait a minute. God, I don't know what makes this time so different from all of the other times, but God, I thank you for it. Glory to God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. That you have put it on the hearts of men and women everywhere to say, wait a minute. Stop. This has to stop. Glory to God. I thank you for that tonight. 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 For you are the only one that can turn hearts. You are the only one that can touch hearts. You are the only one that can transform minds. You are the only one, God. Nothing else will do it. You must do it, God. Hallelujah. We have no one else to turn to, God. There is no one else to turn to, oh God. And just as Hezekiah said, hallelujah, that we turn our eyes to you, God, we don't know what to do in the natural. Hallelujah. There is nothing that we can do in the natural, but our eyes are on you, oh God. And I thank you, Lord, because that's the best place for them to be. Glory to God. Our eyes are not on the circumstance. Our eyes are not on the situation. Our eyes are not on the physical human people, God. Our eyes are on you. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for always hearing us. God, we don't doubt that you hear us. We know that you always hear us because you are a personal God and we are your people. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you so much, God. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Specifically, God, for that the family of that man who was taken. Hallelujah, God, who was killed. Hallelujah. For that family, God, I pray that comfort, that the peace that passes all understanding, God. Glory in the midst of that family, God. In the name of Jesus, God, only you can comfort. Oh, Lord, only you can comfort. Only you, only you, only you, only you, only you. God, and let this not be, hallelujah, for vain. Let this not be for nothing, God. God, I pray that in the midst of this atrocity, God, I pray that in the midst of this injustice, oh God, that you would be glorified. God, that you would turn it around, hallelujah, for good in the name of Jesus. God, that you, hallelujah, will make it, hallelujah, so, oh my God, God, that you would touch the situation in such a way and in such a manner, oh God. God, that it cannot be denied. We will not be denied the justice, God. You will not allow this moment to pass, oh God. That's my prayer tonight, that you not allow this moment to pass, God. Hallelujah, where justice is not given, God, for you are the God of justice. Hallelujah, you are, hallelujah, a God of justice, God. You cry out on our behalf, so God, even when everybody else forgets about it and moves on with the rest of their lives, oh God, it is not gone from you. Hallelujah. You have not forgotten, Lord God. You have not forgotten. You never forget. And I thank you, oh God, that justice, hallelujah, is on your mind and it is on your heart, God. And you are working in the background, God. You are working on the hearts of men. Glory to God to bring about the justice, hallelujah, that is on your heart tonight. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I thank you for it. I thank you for it. I thank you for it. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I thank you tonight, Jesus. I thank you tonight. 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 I pray, God, for these requests that have come in, God, for my sister Elisa, God, her silent request, God. You know what's on her heart, God. You know what she has need of, God. You know what she is facing, oh God. And you know, God, more than she knows. So, God, I thank you, God, that you are intervening in such a way, God, that it goes even beyond what she is concerned about. Hallelujah, God, that you are touching and you are arranging and you are directing in the background, Lord God, things that she is not even yet aware of, oh God. I thank you for that in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, for giving her a peace in her heart. Hallelujah, about every single care and every single concern that is on her on tonight, God. God, that she not go to bed tonight with care, that she not go to bed tonight with stress, God. God, we speak to that physical body, hallelujah, to blood pressure, oh God, and to anxiety, God. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for good blood pressure numbers, God. We thank you, hallelujah, God, that the stress is alleviated, oh God. We thank you for it on tonight, God. We thank you for it, God, because we can cast our cares on you because you care for us. Hallelujah. God, you never slumber and you never sleep, oh God. So we can go to sleep. Hallelujah. We can rest in you. Hallelujah. Knowing with all confidence, hallelujah, that you are working it out. So God, I pray that for my sister on tonight, God, that when she goes to bed tonight, hallelujah, that the stress is lifted, oh God, that the concern is lifted, that the care, hallelujah, is lifted. I thank you for it, God, that she's going to rest in you tonight. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray for my sister Chris, oh God. I thank you, God, for this woman of God. I thank you for her faithfulness. I thank you, God, for her tenacity. I thank you, God, for her consistency. Hallelujah, God. I thank you for her heart, hallelujah, of compassion and of love and of service, oh God. I thank you, God. And I pray, hallelujah, special, hallelujah, prayer for my sister on tonight, God, as she is continually served, God. She is continually poured out, hallelujah. Even in the face of her own physical, hallelujah, limitations and concerns, God, she continues to press on. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch her in her body. Hallelujah. God, that you would strengthen her from the top of her head, hallelujah, to the sole of her feet, God. God, from the tips of her toes, God, to the whites of her eyes, oh God, that she'd be blessed. Hallelujah. Spirit, soul, body, emotional, financial, in the name of Jesus, God, that every need, hallelujah, that she has before you, oh God, that you would meet it. God, I join my faith with hers in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, that she not go lacking in anything, in any area, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Whatever she needs for her house, oh God, I pray, God, that you would, hallelujah, pour it out on her, oh God, whatever it is, whatever her concern is tonight. Glory to God for her family, God, for her son, God, for her grandson, God, for her great-grandchildren. Oh God, I pray that you bless, hallelujah, bless God, bless God, as only you can do, in the name of Jesus. Turn minds, God, tonight. Shift hearts tonight, oh God. God, your word says that you can turn the heads of kings, hallelujah, like the rivers of water, hallelujah. Oh my God, God, in the name of Jesus. And if you can turn rivers and you can turn the sea and you can turn oceans, hallelujah, what is man? Ha, God, what is man, hallelujah, that you can't touch our hearts. Glory to God. I pray, oh God, that you turn hearts tonight. Turn them back to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Not just for Chris, but everyone that is watching tonight, everyone who may be listening even to the replay later, God. God, we're standing in the gaps for our children. We're standing in the gaps, hallelujah, hallelujah, for our loved ones. We're standing in the gap for those, hallelujah, our friends, those we care about. Glory to God. We're standing in the gap, God, and we're interceding on their behalf, God, asking you, petitioning you, hallelujah, to touch their lives, hallelujah. Transform hearts, oh God. The hour is urgent. Huh, the hour is urgent, God, and we thank you, oh God, hallelujah. It's over, huh, it's over playing church, hallelujah, coming in just because it's the thing to do. It's over, the hour is urgent. Glory to God, God, and we must have you intervene. God, if you don't intervene, there won't be any intervention. Hallelujah. If you don't change hearts, if you don't transform minds, God, hallelujah, we'd be utterly lost in the name of Jesus. But God, I am so grateful tonight. I'm so grateful tonight, God. Hallelujah, that you want this even more than we want it. Hallelujah. I thank thank you tonight. I thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we're only praying back to you, God. Hallelujah. What you've already placed on our hearts and our spirits and our mind to say. Hallelujah. Tonight we come into agreement. Hallelujah. What you have already declared in the heavens in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That if you are lifted up, God, that you are going to draw all men unto yourself. God, we lift you up tonight. We lift you up in our hearts, God. We lift you up in our finances. We lift you up in our health. God, we lift you up in our families, oh God. And God, we're just going to watch you. Hallelujah. We're just going to watch you move. Glory to God. Glory to God. Not in fear, not in condemnation. Hallelujah. We're just going to watch you move. Hallelujah. And God, as we watch you move, we're going to thank you and we're going to praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we're just going to be there. Hallelujah. Thanking you, worshiping you, praising you. Glory to God for watching you as you move. Watching you as you move on our behalf. Watching you move on our children's behalf. Watching you move, hallelujah, on our spouse's behalf. Watching you move on our business's behalf. Watching you move, hallelujah, on our ministry's behalf, God. Watching you move, hallelujah, on our church's behalf. Watching you move, watching you move, watching you move. Hallelujah, standing in our faith. Hallelujah, knowing with confidence, glory to God, that anyone who puts their trust in you will never be put to shame. I thank you for that tonight. I thank you for tonight. I thank you for tonight. God, I thank you for Beth's daughter-in-law, God, hallelujah, who is right now in labor. God, we prayed for her on last week, and we thank you, God, for a safe delivery, hallelujah, for this new baby that's coming. Oh, God, I don't remember all the things you prayed about her last week, God. I don't remember all the things that you declared, but I thank you, oh, God, that the baby's coming safely in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, hallelujah, that you're covering the mom, hallelujah, in the process of the birthing, oh God. I thank you, God, for being in the room, hallelujah, God, that you're going to have the exact doctor in the room that is needed, God. You're going to have all the nurses in the room, everyone that is necessary, hallelujah, that you've handpicked, oh God, to be in there when this woman gives birth to this precious baby. I thank you for bringing it to pass just as it is on your heart to do. I thank you for it. I thank you for it. God, I pray, oh God, I pray, God, for Danny and for this mom, oh God, this family, God. I thank you, Father, that you are meeting every need that they may have, hallelujah, paying for the hospital bills, oh God, paying, hallelujah, for any doctor's visits, hallelujah, God, the expenses, God, of having a little one, God, the bassinet, the crib, the diapers, the wipes, the powders, God, all of the things, God, that they are have need of financially, God. I pray, hallelujah, that you would bless in a mighty way in the name of Jesus, that you would open doors and opportunities, hallelujah, for this family to flourish. I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. I pray for our sister Rosalind. I pray for our sister Rosalind tonight, God. You saw the request that she made before you, God. She's working all of these hours. Hallelujah. It's been stressful. Hallelujah. She said on her request that she's just trying to persevere. So, God, I pray that you would just touch our sister in the name of Jesus, God, that you would encourage her heart. Oh, God, that you would encourage her heart, God, that you would speak a specific word to her heart. God, that will carry her through this season. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for touching her heart with a specific word that will help carry her through this season. She is a woman of prayer. God, she calls out to you. She cries out to you. So God, I know that she will hear you. So God, in the name of Jesus, even as she's sitting right there on the other side of this camera listening, God, I pray that you would speak to her heart because she has an open ear, God, that you would speak to her directly. Hallelujah. And specifically, glory to God, about this season that she is in, God, and that you would strengthen her, hallelujah, with all might, Hallelujah. By your spirit in her inner man. Hallelujah. She continues to press on, God, and work all of the long, hard hours, God, and the stress of the job, God, and dealing with the customers on the phone who may be irate, God, and all of that. God, even those co-workers around her, oh God, hallelujah, that may have issues, and everybody's coming to work with issues. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God, I pray as a peaceful, hallelujah, setting, God, a peaceful environment, glory to God, that she can work in, oh God, that hallelujah, that will be optimal for her, God, that will be oh God, that it would not be as stressful as it has been, God. But even in the midst of all that, God, that you would begin to tell Rosalind, God, where you have her and why you have her there. Glory to God, because it's not for no reason, God. It's a reason why you have her there now. Hallelujah. So God, I pray that as she has an open ear to hear you, God, that you will begin to speak specifically to her about that situation, God. God, and as you do that, God, I pray a blessing. Hallelujah. I thank you for the hours. I thank you for the job. Glory to God. I thank you, hallelujah, for the income. We're not confused about that, God. We thank you for that. So God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We'll continue to thank you. We'll continue to praise you for the provision. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the church members' best friends has. Okay. Okay. Hallelujah. And also, I just was reminded, hallelujah, our dear deacon, hallelujah, Charles, losing his sister a few days ago. God, I pray that you would be with the family. Oh, God. In this time, God, where they just can't come together as a big group, God, and love on each other and comfort one another. God, I pray that you would touch the family, God, that you would comfort their hearts. In the name of Jesus, whatever children she may have had, God, whatever spouse or anything, that situation in that way, God, that you would just bring peace to that whole situation in the name of Jesus, God, and that you would encourage our brother's heart, God. Encourage his heart tonight. Hallelujah. Encourage his heart in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your peace. I thank you for your peace. I thank you for your peace. I pray, hallelujah, for this person that Chris is speaking of, whose best friend is in the hospital, hallelujah, with COVID-19. God, I pray for that friend who's in the hospital. I pray for that person, whoever that person is. God, in the name of Jesus, we've seen people recover. God, we've seen the testimonials, hallelujah, of people actually recovering, hallelujah, from this illness and from this sickness, God. So I pray in the name of Jesus, healing, hallelujah. God, just as you, Lord Jesus, sent word, hallelujah, to that centurion, soldier servant, God, we send the word tonight. Hi, we send the word tonight to that hospital where that friend is, God, that's suffering from this disease, God, and we speak life. Hallelujah. We speak healing. Hallelujah. We speak restoration in the name of Jesus, God, that they will be lifted up. Hallelujah. As a testimony to your healing touch and to your healing power. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And even as they may be isolated and feel removed and they can't touch nobody and they can't have anybody visit them, God, I pray you visit. You visit them, God, in the name of Jesus. You sit right there on their bed with them, oh God. Hold their hand, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Be there in that room. Hallelujah. When no one else can be there, you can be there, oh God. I thank you for being there with them, God, that they not feel alone, that they not feel isolated, that they not feel, hallelujah, forgotten about. God, I thank you for touching that person's life, whoever it is. Glory to God, as only you can, because that person's life matters to you. Hallelujah. You love that person. Glory to God. And I pray that in this moment, hallelujah, that they just are overwhelmed with a feeling and a sensation of love and care. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Encouragement, peace in the name of Jesus. Flood their room. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Flood their room, breath of God. Ha, God, flood that room with your breath, God. Breathe on that person. Breathe on them, God. Hallelujah. That the wind of God, hallelujah, just blow, hallelujah, in that hospital room in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And whoever this church member is, who is a friend to that person, I pray encouragement to their heart in the name of Jesus. I speak peace to their heart, oh God, that as they cry out to you, as they call out to you, as they intercede out on behalf of their friend, God, that they do so, hallelujah, with confidence. God, that they do so knowing, hallelujah, that there is nothing too hard for you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah, God. And whatever the issue was with Deacon Fred, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that his hospitalization has come to an end and that he is now home, God. And I just pray, God, that you continue the healing work in his body, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch him, oh God, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, we thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. Again, because we know you always hear us, God. God, we are so overwhelmed with confidence that you always hear us. We thank you tonight for hearing each and every one of these petitions, God. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to work with you. To collaborate with you, great God, great Father, hallelujah, and interceding on the behalf of these needs on tonight. And we just thank you, God. We can't wait to hear the testimonies. We can't wait, hallelujah, glory to God. But we don't wait until it's over to shout, God, we thank you right now. We shout right now. We give you the glory right now, hallelujah. We thank you in advance for the victory. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. We thank you for it, God. We thank you for it. We thank you for all of the rain that we've gotten, God. We needed the rain. We needed the rain. Hallelujah. Oh, everything is green and lush, God. We thank you for that. We thank you for that. We thank you for that. We thank you. We thank you, God. And even as our country and the world, God, is still, hallelujah, trying to figure out, God, what to do in the midst of this pandemic, God, and what to do, hallelujah, with all the social distancing and reopening all of the cities, God. God, I pray your wisdom would overrule and override earthly wisdom in the name that is above every name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's your wisdom. Hallelujah. We don't operate in fear. Glory to God, but we operate and we move according, hallelujah, to insight, according to revelation, according to inspiration by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Bishop. I pray for our leaders at DT. Hallelujah, that you would begin to give us direction. Hallelujah, of when and where and all of that. God, I pray, God, that as you give it out, God, as you begin to give that wisdom and insight, that it be on a one accord. Hallelujah, that our leaders will be on one accord about it, oh God, that everyone would be at peace. God, that we would follow your peace. Hallelujah, that we know what to do because you have given it to us. In the name of Jesus, we're not guessing. We're not going to guess. Hallelujah. We're not trying to figure it out on our own, God, but we're going to lean on you, God. We're not leaning on our own understanding, but in all of our ways, we are acknowledging you, God. For we truly believe, we truly believe, we truly believe that you are going to guide our footsteps. You're going to guide and lead us in the way that we need to go. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Okay, thank you, Sister Chris. Thank you, Sister Chris. Hey, Brother Spilker. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think I got all the prayer requests, friends. I think I got all of the prayer requests. Glory to God. Glory to God. Again, like I said at the top of this, there wasn't a specific teaching tonight because I just felt really, really strongly that tonight it was just going to be all prayer. And I believe that. And I pray that God is pleased. I believe that he is. praise God on our time together. And if he says the same next week, we will be back here on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, probably with the teaching. Amen, amen, amen. Now, I do want to say this as I close. As we see the news that has happened over the past couple of days with certain things that has happened with law enforcement and things of that nature, I want to share with you guys just very, very briefly something that the Lord shared with me to tell our class on Wednesday nights back a few years ago. I believe it was the summer of 2016 that the Lord revealed this to me. It was a horrible time that, you know, it seemed like every single day leading up to this particular evening, it seemed like something was being done. Some type of tragedy was happening and taking place. And I was asking God about it. And God was so plain with me. And I want to share that briefly. Some of you who come to on Wednesday nights, you may remember me talking about this. But if not, we're going to refresh your memory on right now, right tonight. But as I prayed in that moment, summer of 2016, what I believe that I heard the Lord tell me was that he brought it to me that he moves through people. Okay, we know that, right? We know that, right? That God moves in the earth through people. And so as we are praying to God about intervening as it relates to injustice, as it relates to different circumstances that are happening and taking place, people are being evil, all of that, he reminded me in that moment in the summer of 2016 that he moves through people. And he drove this point home to me using the situation surrounding slavery. He said, for all those hundreds of years, Regina, I was talking. I was moving on the hearts of people. I was moving on their hearts. It wasn't that there was nobody who didn't think that slavery was wrong. It wasn't that no one thought that slavery was evil and unjust. There were people who thought that, who truly believed that. But because he moves through people, right, it was up to those people who he was moving on the hearts of to stand up. It was their responsibility then to actually take a stand. And it was only until then that things could move, that things could break. And so the challenge to those of us who were in class that night that I shared this was the challenge. And the challenge was this, simply, when he begins to move on your heart about something that you see, how quick are you going to be to move? How quick are you going to be to move? Because that's the thing. He moves through people. And so if he's on your heart, he's waking you up in the middle of the night and it's on your heart and you're praying and you're asking God to do something and you're asking God, why is it this way? Well, he's trying to get it to go through you. Does that make sense? So God challenged us that night when he begins to talk to us about speaking out, about doing something, about visiting the sick, about visiting someone in prison, when he begins to move on our hearts, to how quickly are you going to move? Because it was 400 years of him going to east to this one and to that one and speaking to this one and talking to that one before somebody stood up and said, you know what, this can't go on no more. This can't go on anymore. And so as we are praying and asking God to move and intervene, he's constantly talking to us. He's constantly moving on our hearts. How quick are we going to be to move? That's it. That's all I have for you tonight. I love you guys with the love of the Lord. I miss being in your presence physically, but can I tell you honestly that these past few weeks coming to you virtually has been a whole entire blessing for my life? Can I tell you that? Can I tell you that? Can I honestly tell you that? So, physically, I'm like, but God, you know, so I'm going to see what God says about all that. But I like this. I really like this. I really like the virtual thing. So even when we come back physically together at the church, I'm believing God to help us figure it out. I'm really believing him to help us figure it out. But okay, that truly is all I have for us tonight. And listen, I'm 8 minutes early tonight. I'm 8 minutes early tonight. But I love you guys with the love of the Lord. like I say pretty often while we are in this, you know, it's being, you know, we're kind of phasing out of it. But while we're still even yet, you know, in quarantine, semi-quarantine, if somebody comes on across your heart, give them a call. Send them a text message. Amen. Tell them you love them. Tell them you're thinking about them. Sometimes that's the only thing that's necessary for people to know that they're loved. Just a quick text. Just a quick phone call to say hi. I promise you it makes some people feel so much better about their life and their situation when they know somebody cares about them. Amen. So, God bless you guys. Meet us back here at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning with Pastor Mark and Transformation Hour as he closes out the month of May with Characters in Crisis. Again, if you missed any of the previous Sundays, he has been a man on fire, a man on all complete fire on Transformation Hour. So go back and listen to those replays that he has listed there. Well, you can watch them here on Facebook, but if you want to hear the audible audios as well, they're on the website, like I mentioned before. Pastor Mark just put the conference call number that you can call to be on the line on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Pentecost Sunday. Praise God. And can I say again, I said it at the beginning, but for those of you who didn't hear me say it, if you weren't on last Sunday and to hear a bishop preach, my bishop preach, please go to the website and listen to that message. OMG. OMG. He said, get ready to move. Prepare yourself to move. Wow. It was such an amazing message. Go to and listen to that replay on the DT Live website, okay? Actually, it's deliverancetemple.org. Go listen to that replay. It's going to bless your life. So, this is my last closing. I promise. This is Minister Regina, Elder at Deliverance Temple Ministries, where we worship in spirit and in truth. Thank you for tuning in tonight for DT Live, our midweek service. I love you guys with the love of the Lord. And remember to pray for our bishop and first lady and our leaders and one another. Amen. I know it feels like sometimes I don't want to let y'all go because sometimes I don't. But I am going to let you go tonight. I love you guys. God bless you. And I'll see you back here. Well, I'll see you Sunday in Transformation Hour. And for sure, I will see you here next Wednesday at 6 p.m. for midweek service. God bless you.